We'll get to some QB rankings in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdrege, First Rate Ag. They're
full-service
ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Had a great conference call with those guys on Thursday. This is really as clutch as it gets. The fear of hail is real. The fear of hail is real. That can just... Because right now, their crops that they're protecting are unreal. Probably the biggest yields they've ever had. But hail could end it all. Just make it a nightmare. Just a bad hailstorm. So we're really, really focused on no hail.
You don't want hail.
No, no. We do not want hail. But those guys are crushing it out there. This is a critical time. They get through a few more weeks. Cause it's kind of like the old school, the hay's in the barn as far as the growth part of it. But you're never free of hail.
So, when do you ever say, I want hail?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Never. Never. That would be never.
I want it to hit my car.
I want hail to hit my car.
I want it to hit my roof.
I want that hail damage.
I want it to just destroy my roof. No, don't think so. Yeah, hail's
crops.
Real. Crops. Don't get me started. They're protected, though. That hail's the one thing that they're nervous about right now, talking to them on Thursday.
Is that right?
Yes.
You had a conference call.
Had a conference call. They're doing great, per usual. Like I said, 25 years, repeat customers, 99.9%.
First rate ag in Holdrege. Okay, saw this from Athlon Sports over the weekend. They were ranking the quarterbacks in the Big Ten for 2024. And you're curious, where does Dylan Raiola stack up in this list? Well, he is not number one, as you would probably expect. But he is number seven behind the likes of this. Dylan Gabriel, number one at Oregon. Makes sense?
Clear number one. Clear number one. In fact, the drop-off to number two is alarming.
I see it.
Yep.
If he starts every game this year, he's going to have the most starts in the history of college football. So he's a veteran.
He threw for 8,000 yards at UCF starting in 2019.
He's been around for a while.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
Number two is
big drop off.
Drew Aller at Penn State, number two on the list.
He can't be number two in the league.
That's not. Yeah, I would.
He is, but they.
Okay, anyway. Okay. It's a list, so...
Yeah. It's a list. Number three is Will Howard, new quarterback at Ohio State from Kansas State, of course. Will Howard, number three. Number four per Athlon is Miller Moss, the USC quarterback, replacing Caleb Williams.
Don't know
NFL.
Much about him. One great
nope.
bowl game.
Nope.
Six touchdown much. Passes.
It's not a great quarterback. Yeah.
Number
guys.
Five, Will Rogers at Washington.
Mississippi State guys.
Right. Number six, Aiden Childs at Michigan State. And number seven, Dylan Raiola at Nebraska.
I want to throw this at Bill and you, Jake.
Okay.
How about this? 14 of the league's 18 teams could start a transfer in 2024.
Wow.
14 okay. of the league's 18 teams could start a transfer. That's the world we're in. Especially at quarterback. I always say it. Transfer portal volatility mostly at quarterback.
So the top three, again, we talk about the advantage for Nebraska, the top three being Oregon, uh-huh. Ohio State, or Penn State, mm-hmm. then Ohio State, mm-hmm. and Nebraska only plays one of them.
Yep. Right.
So that's right. an advantage of the top quarterbacks. Even in Michigan State being in there, they don't play them. So the top seven quarterbacks, one of them is from Nebraska. The top six, how many do they play?
Of the top six? Well, top I'll six. Just go through them. Six is Aiden Child.
Michigan State.
Don't play.
Don't play Michigan State.
Five is Will Rogers.
Washington. Don't play Washington.
Don't play him.
Don't play Washington.
USC. You play USC.
Miller Moss. USC, yes. Will Howard, Ohio State, no.
And no, you play Ohio State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, and another two, no. So
yeah. Drew Allen,
two
no.
of the top six.
Two of the top six.
Again, status up.
Why am I hard on Aller? Here's why. In Big Ten matchups, Aller averaged only 6 yards per attempt. And his performances against Ohio State and Michigan. This is stunning. Aller against Ohio State and Michigan, the games that matter. The matter more than anything. 28 of 65 for 261 mm-hmm. yards.
Total.
28 of 65 combined for 261. And he's your second. Now, this is what I was struck by this list. I don't think it's a real strong quarterback league.
Doesn't appear so.
No, when you go through that and say, okay, if you start saying, okay, who are the potential first-round draft picks? Or who are the potential draft picks?
Gabriel. I mean,
exactly. After that, is there one where you'd say?
I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't put Aller in the first round right now. Will Howard hasn't officially won the job yet.
Hasn't won the job.
Don't seem as a first round draft pick.
And was openly replaced at K-State. It wasn't like, well, let's see if that's like, nope, we're going this route. Going to Avery Johnson.
Will Rogers, I don't know. I've watched him. He's not a first round pick. I can tell you that. Aiden Childs, limited. We don't know. He didn't start. He was Ungalele's backup.
Yep.
Did I get that one?
Uyunglele.
Yeah.
Uyunglele.
Rayola, 7. Tyler Van Dyke. I mean, it's not a first-round pick. Yeah, he's 8, by the way, Van Dyke. Alex Orji at Michigan. He has one career pass attempt.
One.
Yeah.
I can see Van Dyke being higher. I can see him being even ahead of Rayola just because he's played. I would just say just played.
Oh, 100.
I'm not saying it's ability-wise, a lot of people say I'm going to put him up ahead of him just because he's played.
Hudson Card is 10. Now, there's where you could say, well, it's not that bad of a league if Hudson Card's
10th.
Card's all right. I've never thought that much of him. Max Brosner's 11.
The New Hampshire transfer to Minnesota. Yeah,
I liked him on film. I watched him at practice the other day. I did like that, but that meant nothing. It was like on-air stuff. So, you know, what was real?
Curtis Rourke will be the starter at Indiana. He's an Ohio transfer. Yeah. Who was really good in 2022 and dropped off in 2023 after a knee injury. Curtis Rourke at Indiana. Cade McNamara at Iowa, 13. Had a bad scrimmage game.
Yeah, was that accurate?
I think numbers? So.
Yeah, 7 for 21 for 20 yards.
20 yards in a pick six.
Pick six.
It's not good. Yeah. It's rough.
13, Cade McNamara.
Yep,
14. Ethan Garber's UCLA, don't know much about him at all. The most interesting thing about that is Bieniemy's calling plays at UCLA, which tells me that they'll probably be pretty good on offense. Bieniemy knows what he's doing.
He does.
Would you agree with that?
I would.
MJ Morris at Maryland, I know nothing about him. Luke Altmyer at Illinois, I know enough about him to know that he's 16th, and that's about where he belongs.
Okay.
And Ethan Kaliak-Manis at Rutgers, which I mean, his numbers.
He's 17th on this list.
His numbers.
And they're expecting to potentially win 9.
Right. He's second to last in the conference.
He completed 52.1% of his throws in the Big Ten last year. 52. I mean, that's Harburg. I don't know how they bolstered him up so much at Rutgers, except they had Gavin Wimsatt, who couldn't throw the ball hardly at all. But he's 17, which is right. And I don't know anything.
Someone has to be last, and that's Mike Wright Northwestern is dead last in the Big Ten for the quarterbacks.
Iowa. Talk about it. Oh, go ahead.
I wondered, how close would they be to going to Brendan Sullivan, who was a Northwestern player last year? Sullivan wasn't that bad, right?
No.
They have him, too.
No, he's solid.
Yeah, they have him. They have McNamara and Brendan Sullivan.
Just imagine if you're Iowa, and you're into Iowa, but you're Northwestern, and you're playing in a state that holds like 14, 15,000 people, and it's your practice field that they've made into a stadium for to play your games. Difficult. I think the team also had that word. That's way off of the subject line, but we've kind of not talked about it enough of how difficult it's going to be for Kansas.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Playing several games at Arrowhead.
Right.
And the soccer stadium.
That's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
Not when they just got done playing at Kansas and selling it out.
Yep.
Game day was there.
100.
They built it up. It was, and it had to be done. But my point is, that's not easy.
No.
If it's like, oh, we're going to go to Kansas City play, and they'll be great. No. No, the one of the reasons that the stadium was full because it held 40,000 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now they're going, what's the Chiefs? Probably about 80,000?
Probably the 75,000 to 80,000.
Arrowhead, I wonder if, can they sell that out?
No.
I would say no.
No.
What if they're rolling at the end of the season? Yeah,
I would say no.
No.
Just right away, just the fact that you just can't wake up in Lawrence and be there, if you're a student or whatever else is going on, it's just going to be a harder
it's
sell.
It's not perfect, is it?
No, it's not perfect.
Anyway, that's the list. It's a good list. It's a good. It's an interesting
list.
Dylan is
at number 7 on the list.
It's pretty high. Pretty high.
Solid. It's a pretty good praise for him. He's never thrown a pass in college before.
I mean, I don't disagree with it necessarily. It's interesting that he's that high. I mean, I think he's pretty good. But as we know, so much of that conversation has nothing to do with the quarterback. It has to do with protection and play calling. And
well, I'd say 2 for 2 for sure, though. There's going to be 2 that are below 10 that are going to be at the end of the year going to go, whoa. We missed on those guys. They're way better. And there's going to be a couple up top. They're going to be going, we missed on those guys. Wow, did not play well. There'll be a flip there.
There will be.
There'll be somebody who go, whoa, hang on a second. That guy's playing pretty good. Mm-hmm. People change a lot in a year. And I look, who can change? Altmaier can change.
He can.
Because he played.
He played.
He's the guys. I'm looking for guys that have played. In the league, I've played. Have a better feel for things. All the things, that's what I look for. They're the ones you can usually step up a little bit more.
For sure. And then what I look for is what you got around you. I mean,
that's even more important. Yeah. I did play, so I'm better, but everybody else around me is not very good.
Right.
And they can't protect me. And I don't like the system we have going right now.
System's big, play calling's big. So much goes into playing quarterback. That's what I learned during the Adrian Martinez era. He's a good player. Adrian's good. Look at Adrian right now, by the way. I mean, he has a good chance to make that roster.
Yeah, with the Jets.
He was good the other day.
Somewhere he will be on. He'll at least make the practice squad. I would imagine somewhere in the NFL, even if it's not with the Jets. I'd be surprised if he didn't make that.
Somebody asked me over the weekend, is the difference with Adrian now? Is it just coaching? And I'd say no. I don't think it's that simple. I think Bill would agree. Players develop too. I mean, then there's a system. Maybe fits a system a little bit better. Maybe takes to the coaching a little bit better. I never simplify it like that. Is it just a matter of better coaching? Adrian maybe just got better. He got more mature, got more comfortable.
And when you have certain things that I always say when the coaching's over, when you have the ability for him to, how he can move around and do some things, and his toughness.
Oh, God.
I mean, he took shots. Mm. He did. He's tough. I mean, I was aware at Michigan State that he broke his jaw. He broke his jaw and stayed in the game. Right. They knew that. They knew his jaw was broken.
Stayed in the game.
Left temporarily, came back in.
No one said a word. I'm just saying toughness, when you have toughness and enough athleticism, and also there was some turnover issues here, right? I wouldn't hear for his career.
That's correct.
Turnover issues. But when you saw him throw the ball, he's like, that's a pretty good looking ball.
Yeah.
When you went and watched him throw on air, you said what?
Oh, yeah.
He looked good. Yeah,
big
he
horse.
Good.
Yeah. He's big out there, throws it well, good.
Moves around. So there's he has a lot of things when the coaching's over. They say, hey, get your quarterback to move like that. We can't. He can't do that. Get him to be as tough as that. That's not where he's at.
Right.
Like that. So when you have, I always say, always list someone's redeeming qualities first.
He's a lightning rod.
Yeah.
Adrian's still a lightning rod.
Let's play the game. What? So give us a call right now. 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is we've seen all these preseason games happen for week 1. How about some 2024 NFL running backs? What teams do these guys play for in the NFL?
Don't feel good.
Not from the 80s. Today.
Today. Oh. 80s would have been way better.
It would be good.
464-568-5. Shut up. Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown, Sip and Bill in trivia today. Again, 2024 NFL running backs. We have a line open for you. Don't be scared. 402-464-5685. If you watch any preseason, you got to feel good about this. If you pay attention to rosters, you should win this game today, or at least have a chance to win. We're not doing 70s or 80s running backs. I'm sorry, guys.
Bill, you just hope for osmosis to kick in here. Yeah.
I don't feel good about this at all.
No.
We're getting a call over here. Rico's getting the call.
Rico.
Okay, we got JR.
JR.
How do you feel about NFL running backs today, JR?
We'll see. We'll find out together.
All right. Here we go. First question goes to JR. Bill, a lifeline for Sit for one question. As always, JR, first question. What team does running back Saquon Barkley play for?
The Eagles.
Brilliant.
The one I could have got.
You might surprise yourself.
1-0 lead for JR. First question. You'd
be surprised how many times I don't surprise myself.
What team does running back Breece Hall play for?
Oh, he plays for the Jets.
J-E-T-S. I would have had that one, too.
See?
How about that? I would have had two.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, Bill. You surprise yourself.
For the lead, JR, your last question. What team does running back Jahmyr Gibbs play for?
The Lions.
Brilliant. I would have gotten
that. Would have had that one, too.
Definitely would have gotten. See?
Five.
Right, 2-1 lead. Oh, hey, Bill's in play here.
It's exciting.
Bill is in
sports.
To force the tiebreaker.
It'll be a hard one.
Last question. Come on, baby. What team does running back Kenneth Walker the second play?
Oh, I should know this. Kenneth Walker, former Michigan State.
That's right.
Former Michigan State. Oh God, Bill, can you help me at all?
Don't know it.
Kenneth Walker. When you say it, I'm gonna go. Oh, great.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah. I'm gonna. Falcons.
Seattle Seahawks. The answer for Kenneth Walker.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't. JR, congrats with your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling
that was
on
a
the
setup.
Road.
Jake gave three layups. He knew he was going to come back to that one.
No, that was pretty much a layup.
Yeah.
I just blew it. Hey, Bill. Pressure. I'm like Dion. I folded under pressure a little bit.
I'm curious if Bill can get the tiebreaker on the dot. Bill, tiebreaker. How many players had 1,000-plus rushing yards last year in the NFL?
Eight.
Zip. Over, under, eight.
I'm going to say over.
12. People over 1,000 yards.
Eight's not
led by
yet.
Christian McCaffrey, I think 1,600 yards rushing.
Is McCaffrey the best now? Did he pass the big horse?
Pretty good. Yeah, Derrick Henry is with the Ravens now. Still very good.
Henry, a couple years ago, I would have said the best running back in the world is Derrick Henry. Now I think you go with McCaffrey.
Derrick Henry is just a remarkable human being.
He's so fun to watch run, though.
He's so fun. This is like, year 10 for him?
I think about 10.
I mean,
that's right.
That longevity, that big body, and the shots that the body blows that he's taken.
Yep.
Oh.
And he got about like 25 carries a game with the Titans because they couldn't pass the ball. They knew he was going to run the ball, and he still ran it well.
Remember, we talked about that with Luke Gifford, and he was also amazed by him. Said, great guy also. Just work. You know, talk about someone that does not get touched until Sunday.
Hey, Derek,
get some live reps, buddy. I'm practice. Good. No.
Hammer him, guys.
Hammer him. Yeah, let's go. Bring him downhill. Take some shots at him. Nope. And he's proven that.
Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.